Okie dokie.
Let's make something problematic.
Verborgenen Widerstand basis diskutieren. Vergonnen. Yeah. I'm afraid, I recall barely being awake as your men.
Shut up, you fucking bird.
I must have passed out. Oh my god, a car!
Cut this up, let's just stop for one fucking second.
I'm a door opening and closing. It used to be brought back to Nazi France.
I swear to God, if that's another fucking car, I'm gonna kill myself. Ooh, well, actually, it's good that the car passed because I burped. I have to make a blooper reel now.
Oh my God. Oh my God!
What are you planning to do to me? Oh no, that's too far.
Du reste du world.
There's too much ho ho ho.
Du reste du world.
Du world.
Okay, wait, I need a little bit of silence. Thanks, car.
Oh boy.
You know what, maybe Nazi shit is not what I want to do.
Like, I wouldn't want to be in the, doing a script of a fucking famine and some British landlord being like, pay up, potato man, you're a piece of shit. Oh, sorry, wait, no.
Pay up, you... You better pay up, innit? Fucking potato man, innit? That was not my best English accent.
Well, I could do something very gentle in English. Oh, now you see, the fact that there are cars outside doesn't really matter because I'm fucking up anyway. I have decided to do the accent of my oppressors. Am I currently being oppressed by the Brits? In spirit, of course. After all, I'm talking into a mic in the Queen's English, not to mention... Oh, that came out French. Not to mention the fact that, you know, the English, they did kind of rape and pillage my country for 800 years.
Sorry to the Brits, but if I was English, I simply wouldn't colonize half of the world. But I mean, I'm different and I'm special.
Oh, that one's gone into the red. That was a tongue pop, by the way.
Let me do it farther away.
I'm on the side. Oh my god, that still went onto the red. Ugh, I'm too talented. That's my problem. All of my time that I had for recording is gonna go towards this blooper reel.
Blooper reel?
It's a blooper reel, innit, bruv?
One of my favorite sketches involves different accents from all over Ireland and the UK. For instance,
the Birmingham accent was recently voted the sexiest accent in British Accent magazine. In the past year, I've had sex.
And then the Kerry accent that they did was.
And the Dublin accent that they had was.
Yeah, buddy. You've gone and turned your back on your own people.
What other accents do I have in it?
Hey up, I buy that fresh feeling on a frosty morning.
What else?
I am sick and tired of all this discrimination. People keep saying I'm aggressive. I'm the aggressive.
I'm an aromatherapist.
The people of Northern Ireland will not stand to listen to a man with no accent whatsoever.
I should probably be like doing something sexy to justify the fact that I decided to give up on the Nazi thing. So, I don't know, maybe I'll do a little bit of sexy French moaning. Oui, oui.
Oui.
Although actually, oh, I'm stuck in the French accent. Okay.
Well, I've never had sex in French, but from what I understand, they also say ouais, because ouais means yeah.
The funniest thing I like to think of is having sex, but not saying yes. Not saying yet. Don't worry, this is not a non-consensual kind of thing.
It's the idea of saying, yep. So, okay, let's simulate that. Okay, I'm gonna do something gross with my hands. Yep! Yep! Yeah, that's right. Pull on my honkers. My big jugs.
It's a problem how big my dong is. It's an uncontrollable, enormous dong.
Oh, whoops. I dropped my monster condom that I use for my magnum dong.
Danny DeVito is a woman. Let's pretend that Danny DeVito is a woman.
Okay, let's be all sultry and sexy again. Would you care for a nice egg in this trying time?
Yeah, I bet you would, you fucking whore.
Oh, I should say whore.
Banging whores. Magnum dong.
So you wanna be a hero, kid? Well, whoopity-doo! Oh, that went into the red as well. Oh well, I guess I have to be Alyssa Edwards again. Did that hurt your ears? Good. I don't care. This is now an F-dom. Ah! Did that hurt your ears? Good, you little... you little magnum dong. I'd love to fall on a magnum dong. I have to say that. That's one of my favorite shows is, if you can't tell, I'm a Drag Race fan. Oh, burp is coming. There we go. It happened. Stick it in. That's a quote from, what other quotes are there? Oh, something that has been stuck in my head. Maybe I should write a script. Nobody. Margo Moon. What if I wrote a script? But only using quotes from, for instance,
you keep on trying to keep me down, but I'm busting out, Daddy.
Uh-oh, I hurt your ear again. I guess I'm busting out, Daddy.
Daddy.
I wonder if people get off on me saying Daddy because I didn't say it in my last audio because I was being a little bit dominant. Although it said F-dom and then it was like, how do you want me? Like, pick a side. Actually, no. I know that that's like a gentle F-dom thing to do, but I'm bored of the gentleness. I mean, you can probably tell that by the scripts I write that everybody's fucking mean. Like, there's a few ones that are gentle and are like, oh, you have a little pussy that you're traumatized by. Pet, nice, nice.
That is so bad, especially as somebody who has a traumatized pussy.
Oh my god. What mistakes did I make yesterday? Oh, I was just giving out about the cars in the suburb that I'm in, and I also, like, whisper shouted how much I fucking hate people talking. Like, people were outside me going,
the car, my car, it's new, 2020, I am a winner. I'm better than you because I have a car.
Well, joke's on you, bitch. I have epilepsy, so I can't drive. Ooh, what if I made a little seizure audio? Well, I mean, if my mouth is so tight that I bite the insides of my cheeks off, imagine a dick in there. Imagine a seizing pussy. I wonder what that feels like. Probably bad. You'd probably break your penis. Imagine if you were fucking me and I started having a seizure. Because also, like, you get pretty freaked out as well because, like, I'm into choking and I go blue when I have a seizure. And you would fully be like, I killed her. I killed Margo Moon. I killed the one, the only Margo Moon. I've deprived the entire world of her existence. 999, yes. I choked my girlfriend. Am I your girlfriend? Yeah, I'm your wife. I'm your magnum dong wife. Promise of a blooper reel is to leave it all in. But I think so that I don't have to, like, actively ruin somebody else's script, I need to... See, it's a good script. It's really good and I was definitely interested because Hergy Burgy. Not Hergy Burgy, that's Scandinavia. Guten Tag. Guten Tagen. I got to be... shitty at German, which I am in real life, and I got to be good at French, at Francais, which I'm okay at.
technically, it's the second language I learned after Irish, before English.
Why am I so gassy today?
Well, you know what? I'm sure you've all heard of James Joyce, the author of Ulysses and Portrait of a Young Man. Fun fact, James Joyce had a fart fetish, which is fucking hilarious to me. He would send letters to his wife, Kitty, talking about how lovely her farts were. What if I did a little ASMR, like right now? Okay. And don't worry, he is Irish, so I'm not gonna try and do a different accent. I wanna read it like he would.
December 2nd, 1909. My love for you allows me to pray to the spirit of eternal beauty and tenderness mirrored in your eyes, or to fling you down under me on that soft belly of yours and fuck you up behind like a hog riding a sow, glorying in the open shame of your upturned dress and white girlish drawers. Flushed cheeks and tangled hair.
Okay, that one didn't have any farts in it, so, like, what's the point?
December 6th, 1909. The smallest things give me a great cockstand, a whorish movement of your mouth, a little brown stain on the seat of your white drawers, a sudden dirty word spluttered out by your wet lips, a sudden immodest noise. Slowly curling up out of your backside. December 8th, 1909. At every fuck I gave you, your shameless tongue come bursting out through your lips, and if I gave you a bigger, stronger fuck than usual, fat, dirty farts came sputtering out of your backside. December 8th, 1909. You had an arse full of farts that night, darling.
Man, James Joyce, do not be offended by what I fucking wrote. You just told your wife that you love her farts. Her farts. Like, girl, are you okay? Are you okay? I've never met anybody with a fart fetish in real life. Power to you if you're into it. I just find it very funny that a guy from more than 100 years ago was into that.
That's hilarious to me.
So again, not kink shaming or anything. After all, if I was with somebody with a fart fetish, I would have absolutely no problems because I'm, by my own admission, a disgusting human being. Ooh, a little bird going,
wonder what that little bird is deep throating. Probably a worm.
Anyway, I should probably go. According to the time, it says that I've been doing this for 27 fucking minutes. I hope that I haven't made this last 27
minutes.
For the actual edit. I hope that for your sake it's only like fucking 2 minutes. But hopefully you enjoyed hearing my voice.
Especially seeing as I saw all those really, really nice comments from last night or yesterday or whatever it was in your particular time zone. And that you liked hearing talk as a guy again. Because I really like talking as a guy again for you guys. It was very fun. It was really good. I really enjoyed your comments. They gave me a lot of joy and a lot of pleasure
and a lot of arrogance. Bada bing, bada boom. Thank you for listening. Goodbye forever. Margot out.